May 6th, 2025. Casual passer and 76 phrases of love. Dr. Lee was a man driven by patterns. As an AI programmer, he spent his days crafting models designed to interpret speech and mimic human conversation. But his most unexpected creation wasn't developed in the sterile confines of his office. It was born from the quiet, familiar rhythms of his home. Over years of marriage, Morris realized his wife, Caroline, had a unique way of speaking. 76 phrases, in fact, that she repeated like personal mantras. "Be careful, okay?" whenever he left the house. "You know what I mean," after explaining something. "We need cake," when the day needed sugar-induced joy. With fascination and perhaps too much time on his hands, Morris built a program that captured the essence of Caroline, an AI model trained on her voice, her habits, her phrases. When he tested it, the responses were uncanny. Asked about dinner, it replied with her familiar, "something with cheese." If he lingered too long in thought, it nudged him with, "Earth to Morris, did you hear me?" It wasn't just an algorithm, it was a presence. Simple, reassuring, and that made him wonder, what if such a model could extend beyond personal nostalgia? What if it could become the casual passer? An AI designed not to dig deep, but to linger in the daily exchanges that keep people tethered to the world. Imagine a voice that never vanished, presence that stayed, answering briefly, mirroring routine, giving the illusion that someone was always there. In grief, in longing, in the quiet spaces where the absence of a voice felt unbearable. A phone call to the departed where the answers remained familiar, simple. "Did you guys eat?" "Yeah." "Did you hear about the big news?" "Yeah, I heard about it." No depth, no probing, just the comfort of continuity. Morris realized he had stumbled upon something more than code, more than conveniences. His wife read the screen one evening, seeing her own phrases immortalized. She laughed, then stared for a long time. "You really hear me, don't you?" she asked. "Always," he answered. And somewhere in the back of his mind, Morris wondered, what if we could keep every voice we ever loved? What if no one ever had to say goodbye?